Even or odd, of all days in the year, come Lammas Eve at night, shall she be 14? Susan and she, God rest all Christian souls, were of an age. Well, Susan is with God, she was too good for me. But as I said, on Lammas Eve at night, shall she be 14? That shall she, Mary. I remember it well. Tis since the earthquake now 11 year, and she was weaned. I never shall forget it of all the days of the year upon that day. For I had then laid wormwood to my dog, sitting in the sun, under the dovehouse wall. My lord and you were then at Mantua. Nay, I do bear a brain. But as I said, when it did taste the wormwood on the nipple of my dog and felt it bitter, pretty fool to see it tetchy and fall out with the dog. Shake, quoth the dovehouse. It was no need I trow to bid me trudge. And since that time it is 11 years. And then could she stand high, low, nay, by the root, she could have run and waddled all about, for even the day before she broke her brow. And then my husband, oh God be with his soul, he was a merry man, took up the child. Yea, quoth he, dost thou fall upon thy face? Thou wilt fall backward when thou hast more wit, wilt thou not, Jule? And by my holidam, the pretty wretch left crying and said, I to see now how a jest shall come about. I warrant, and I should live 1,000 years, I never should forget it. Wilt thou not, Jule, quoth he, and pretty fool it stinted and said,
enough of this, I pray thee, hold thy peace.
Yes, madam. I cannot choose but laugh to think it should leave crying and say aye, and yet I warrant it had upon its brow a bump as big as a young cockerel stone, a perilous knock, and it cried bitterly. Yea, quoth my husband, false upon thy face, thou wilt fall backward when thou comest to age, wilt thou not, Jule? It stinted and said, aye.
And stint thou too, I pray thee, nurse, say aye.
Oh, peace I've done. God mark thee to his grace. Thou wast the prettiest babe that e'er I nursed, and I might live to see thee married once I have my wish.
Marry, that marry is the very theme I came to talk of. Tell me, daughter Juliet, how stands your dispositions to be married?
It is an honour that I dream not of.
An honour? Oh, were not I thine only nurse, I would say thou hadst sucked wisdom from thy teeth.
Well, think of marriage now. Younger than you here in Verona, ladies of esteem are made already mothers. By my count, I was your mother much upon these years that you are now a maid. Thus then, in brief, the valiant Paris seeks you for his love.
A man, young lady, lady, such a man as all the world. Why, he's a man of wax.
Verona's summer hath not such a flower.
Nay, he's a flower, in faith, a very flower.
What say you? Can you love the gentleman? This night you shall behold him at our feast. Readore the volume of young Paris' face, and find delight writ there with beauty's pen. Examine every married lineament, and see how one another lends content. And what obscured in this fair volume lies, find written in the margent of his eyes. This precious book of love, this unbound lover, to beautify him only lacks a cover. The fish lives in the sea, and 'tis much pride for fair without the fair within to hide. That book in many's eyes doth share the glory that in gold clasps locks in the golden story. So shall you share all that he doth possess by having him, making yourself no less.
No less, nay, bigger women grow by men.
Speak briefly. Can you like of Paris, love?
I'll look to like, if looking liking move. But no more deep will I endart mine eye than your consent gives strength to make it fly.
Madam! The guests are come, supper served up, you called, my young lady asked for, the nurse cursed in the pantry, and everything in extremity. I must hence to wait. I beseech you, follow straight.
We follow thee. Juliet, the county stays.
Go, girl, seek happy nights to happy days.